Purport, this is the best benediction that the devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. It is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. astanistatar, shrujigatam, tanu vangmanavi. One may be in one position or another according to destiny, but in any case one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord regardless of circumstances. A pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the cycle of birth and death because he does not consider that important. The most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world for as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord, or whenever he can chant the Lord is personally present. When the pure devotees assemble to chant here, talk about the Supreme Personality of God, and the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transfer of the world. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Pachetas pray for an opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life. Living any transmigration from one body to another, and the devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Jamani Jamani Shwade Bhakata Bhakti Vai. My dear Lord, life after life, may I be fixed in our pure devotional service. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spirit of the world. He always thinks himself contaminated with the modes of material nature. Nor is there any need for a devotee to ask to be free from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is in the transcendental position, therefore there is no question of asking for this special facility. The conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord. Translation, dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination, wander from one body to another, and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing the pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and in different planets. So in the previous verse, the Prachetas simply prayed that, let us be engaged in your lotus feet and serve your lotus feet. That is all we need, that will satisfy us. Just as the bee is satisfied in the Parijata tree. Here, they actually say something different. Let us take the benediction of somehow giving association with devotees, life after life. So of course this looks a little bit different, but actually it means the same thing, because association of devotees means that mutually they hear and chant, which means, again, this is service to the Lord. We have different types of bhakti. Sometimes we may think that hearing and chanting is not service, whereas doing deity worship is service. But hearing and chanting, remembering, these are also services to the Supreme Lord. They are types of bhakti, engagement of the senses. So all of this is included. All these different processes are included in the first desire, that somehow we always engage in serving your lotus feet. So here, they say, let us associate with devotees. And devotees are the cause of serving the lotus feet of the Lord. So it comes down to the same thing again. Simply they want to guarantee that in terms of sadhana, they will always progress and have the opportunity of service while they're in the material world. So that is why they say here, bhave bhave, life after life, birth after birth, we should get the association of devotees. So they imagine that they will be in the material world, which means they have not become completely pure. They still have many lives to go. Though we can also understand that Pachetas are very elevated, and they're not like ordinary living entities. Still, they do not demand that immediately they go to the spiritual world. Rather, they understand that the Lord has His own plans, and they may say for some birth in the material world. So therefore they say after birth, after birth. Let us simply get the association of devotees. The devotees are the cause of bhakti, if one has no bhakti, and devotees are the cause of advancement in bhakti. So that is why sadhu sangha is often emphasized in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in Bhagavad Gita. Once the process of bhakti has started, then we start doing different activities. But to continue nicely in the proper manner, we take association with the devotees. And this way, the execution is proper. If we do it on our own, sometimes we may distort the process somehow or other, and it's not done in the proper manner. And therefore, we don't get proper effects of it. So in association of devotees, devotees can mutually encourage one another, and in this way they can advance quite quickly, going through the stages of anartha, nivritti, nishtha, vichya, sati. And even if they reach the stage of bhava, still they have to proceed to prema. And in the stage of bhava, the cause of advancement is other devotees. Okay. So even in bhava stage, they associate. When they get to the stage of prema, of course, they are perfect. So in one sense, they do not need association to advance. But even these devotees crave for association of other devotees, because that association also increases their prema. So even though they've achieved the goal, still association of devotees is always there. So we'll see in the spiritual world that no devotee is sitting off on himself in his prema. He's always associated with other devotees, or he or she. And in this way, they mutually encourage each other's service in the spiritual world, even though it is perfect. So in all cases, we'll find this sangha is there. Of course, in the spiritual world, we don't exactly call them sadhus because they're siddha at that point. But nevertheless, there's always association among devotees. So in the spiritual world, this is the cause of steadiness and advancement. In the spiritual world, it is a cause of increased bliss and association with the Lord. So therefore, sadhu sangha is glorified in the Bhagavatam. In fact, of course, because it is the cause of bhakti, and it is also the cause of advancement in bhakti. So the contrary principle is not having association, in which case persons who don't associate properly with devotees, they are not considered to be very advanced. So the Kanishtha Adhikari sees the deity in the temple, but he doesn't associate with devotees, he doesn't appreciate them. So he's not considered very advanced because of that. Whereas the Madhyamadhikari, he associates with equal devotees in a friendly manner, and they discuss about the pastimes of the Lord together. So this is considered very good. And they associate with senior devotees and follow their instructions. So this is the cause of advancement. The Kanishtha has no cause of advancement except the mercy of Madhyamas. But the Madhyamas associate with each other, and this is the cause of their advancement. So that association is quite important in the Madhyama stage. And of course the cause of bhakti itself, or the cause of faith even, which precedes bhakti, even that faith, that is also caused by mercy of devotees or association of devotees, even though that association is not intentional, it's accidental only. Even then, the cause of Shraddha is also association with devotees. So throughout the process of bhakti, we'll find association as a very important element. And of course, it is one of the five principal elements mentioned by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion. So, they pray that as long as we're wandering around in the material world, from one place to the other into karma, then let us have association of these devotees birth after birth. And in this way, they can advance nicely and eventually get out of the material world. But as Prabhupada remarks in the purport, they don't pray to get out of the material world and go to the spiritual world. Because, as we saw in the previous verse, they simply pray for service of the Lord. So, that service here is in the material world. Therefore, they pray for association of devotees so they can do that service very nicely and more perfectly. And, of course, the Lord responds to the devotees, and when they've advanced and achieved the perfect state, then the Lord makes all arrangements for them without their requesting anything. So the service to the Lord can be either in the material world or in the spiritual world in prema. So the devotee doesn't request anything, but we will see that the Lord takes the devotee out of his material body and puts him in the spiritual world. So there is some difference between serving in prema in the material world and in the spiritual world. The difference is that in the material world, the person still has a material body, subject to birth and death. And then, of course, in the spiritual world, he has not such a body. He only got a spiritual body. So in the material world, there is some limitation on that person because he's stuck in a material body, even if he has a spiritual body. And that is a cause of certain limitations on his experiences of bliss. So, therefore, in order to perfect that bliss, he takes him to the spiritual world, where he doesn't have a material body, he only has a spiritual body. Of course, we'll also have the case where the Lord may come as avatar into the material world, and he may bring his devotees with him. In that case, those devotees don't get material bodies when they come here. They have purely spiritual bodies, like the Lord. So therefore, they are not limited in their experiences, even though they come to the material world. But those devotees who are proceeding to the spiritual world through sadhana, those devotees have material bodies. Of course, the bodies are spiritualized, but still, there's a limitation on those bodies. And their bodies are different from their spiritual bodies. So, therefore, at a certain point, the Lord takes them out of the material world, and they have no more karma, no more subtle body, no more gross body, etc. They only have a spiritual body in the spiritual world. So this is the action of the Supreme Lord for the devotees. So they get a sort of sarupya at that point, and a salokya, and a sarsti, and sanipya, etc., according to their service to the Lord.
So, is it possible for devotees to be in material body and associate with the Lord?
Yeah, in prema, there's siddha devotees, sadhana siddhas, who have achieved perfection in prema, then they associate with the Lord in their spiritual body while they're in the material world.
And Maharaj, principles could have darshan of the Lord, which means they must be at peace on Maharaj.
Yeah, they met the sort of Supreme Lord.
And what does this mean, that association of devotees in different species of
life? Oh, in different bodies. So one may, there's different bodies like deva bodies and whatever, gandharva bodies or whatever. So, and even if they go to an animal body, by some accident, as Bharat does, still they pray for association of devotees, because that way they get delivered from those bodies also. So if it happens, they would go into those bodies, that would also be, they would want association. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that let me be born as an insect or something in the house of a devotee, or a worm in the house of a devotee. This, of course, expresses the humility of the devotee, that he considers himself very fallen. But we also know that the Lord also usually doesn't do that, and the devotee simply progresses and gets higher and higher birth as a result of his endeavors. So he doesn't get these lower bodies at all.
Can you say that just an iota of love or something only gives us faith?
No, faith is previous to anything else. Faith is a slight inclination of the Lord, so that is beginning, and then that turns into bhakti later on.
It's somebody is not having a liking or love for something, how a faith will develop?
Well, the liking, it develops from faith. Faith means a slight inclination, which turns into a liking later on. No, it is a story to illustrate certain things.
But then it is specifically body of Vaishnava.
Yeah, yeah.
So others may not accept.
Yeah. That is there to illustrate the gradation of rasas and devotees, etc. in relation to it.
Grantanath Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jonas Dhan Maharaj ki, Jumain Krishna Sri Bhakti Dhan Samshira Prabhupada ki, Tagore Pramanandam.